Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice International Film Festival. I'm in company of Nate Parker and Spike Lee, director and producer of American Skin, in Sconfini. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Buongiorno.
So, as I was saying to Nate, this film really made an impact on me, and the reason is I think that the key of the film is the dialogue. I wasn't expecting that.
And what were you expecting?
I don't know. I was expecting to see a different structure of a film, you know, a more usual
conventional
structure. Mm-hmm. Conventional structure, yeah, which is eclectic as well.
Nate threw you a twist.
Yeah, it really made me think. I think that the key is the dialogue, that this film is also a project in a way,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's exactly right. I wanted to really find a new way in. As you know, there are many films about our plight in America as people of African descent, black people. So I wanted to find a way in that really could engage young people as well. And so the young man who is the film student doing a film was the way that we pull in young people in this conversation. Sometimes when you're dealing with films about racism or race, you know, there's this feeling, oh, it's for the older, more mature crowd. But doing it through the eyes of an actual project, I mean, if you look at Spike, he has worked with film students all over that are doing amazing things over the world. Through my foundation, we work with young people. So I wanted to find an interesting way in so it did feel fresh. So there wasn't that feeling of, I saw this before. It was that feeling of, I haven't seen this before, so I'm going to lean in and hopefully be more engaged. So that was my intention.
Did you decide together for the structure of the film?
No, I had nothing to do. I became part of this after the film was done.
Mm-hmm. He was my first audience. You know, Spike and I have a very close bond, and he is kind of the gut check of if it's any good or not. So
nah,
I called him. So I called him in New York, and I said, I want to fly the film out so you can see it first and tell me if it's what I think it is and what I think it could be, and he can tell you.
More than that. I haven't been affected by a film like this in years. So right away I said, Nate, is there anything I can do to help? You know, so to get this out to the world. But we're very happy to here be in Venice, and tonight is the world premiere. The world premiere.
I had to describe the feelings I went through while watching the film. It was first fear, then sorrow, then anger, and then hope. And then I felt
that... Is that the order?
Huh?
Is that the order?
The order,
wow.
Yes.
Okay.
The order.
Very interesting.
And then we're still a long way to go.
That's right. You know, with a film like this, it's easy to put a bow on the end. You make it so everyone is happy. They walk out holding hands.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
The Hollywood ending of this film... Yeah. Would have been his character. Come out.
Don't do that, dude. Some people haven't seen it.
Spoiling.
Hold on.
But yeah.
Let's just say we were very, very
attentive. In Hollywood, we like happy endings sometimes, and that's not real life.
Yeah, real life.
Can I just say one word? Oops.
No, we're good. We're still safe. But I do appreciate your thoughtful interpretation and question, because I think that we have to reflect the times as artists, but we have to really reflect the times. And we are in a dark period in my country, of course, but I think around the world, every country, you know, Italy, we're all dealing with issues that deserve our attention. And at the core of those issues, a lot of times implicit bias, lack of conversation, lack of real human engagement. So this film, while it, you know, I hope that is an entertainment, I also want it to be a rallying cry for humanity to ask themselves, what can I do to join the conversation that can leave the world different than when I came here? I think it's very important because we need to stop having children, because we're leaving them something that they're going to have to clean up, and then their children are being left something that they're going to have to clean up. So, you know, my hope is that we can deal with it now. You look at Spike's body of work; he has chosen the hardest subject matters to tackle, and he does it so fearlessly that we have to sit back and think, what is are we culpable? What is our responsibility to deal with these issues? That has inspired me to make films like Birth of a Nation, to make films like American Skin, and I'm sure it'll continue to inspire me. And that's my hope for other generations of storytellers, specifically because we understand the power of film.
I was thinking that the problem is it would be so simple to solve. I mean, we don't know each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't spend time to know each other, and we are more and more close to each other thanks to technology. We could have access to every culture, every person different from us, and still there are prejudices in we think we know somebody mm-hmm. from the way he looks, mm-hmm. from his skin, yeah. from the religion. I know it's simple and are simple words that we all say, mm-hmm. but this film shows that we come with a baggage of so many prejudices, mm-hmm. and even the best of us mm-hmm. have some. What do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, look at us. We're here in Venice, Italy, this incredible, historic, beautiful city. How many different types of people are represented? And what are we here to do? We're here to watch films that hopefully inspire us to be better. And some of them are comedies, some of them are dark, some of them are light. But that's why we're here. I think we have to continue to really face these issues head on. You can't solve a problem you're not willing to face. And I think that's where we're unique as filmmakers. We get to make a film and say, there's a film, you know, this is where we are, in a way that's not standing on a soapbox and screaming for people to come and listen.
So do you think, I guess I know the answer, but do you think that a filmmaker, an artist, has a responsibility?
I think that's an individual. I mean, in my younger days, mm-hmm. I would say all artists must be told what's happening, but I've come to realize that people not one monolithic group. Artists are not monolithic. Everybody has different interests. Everybody wants to tell their own story that they choose. So, you know, I've just come to learn that.
And I think, interestingly enough, you make a piece of art for your own reasons. Because of your rearing and the way that you were raised, 1,000 years from now, it can affect someone's life, and they can identify it in a way that can help them in their life, regardless. So like Spike says, people make art for their reasons. But that art almost always has an impact on people. To move them one place to the other. But that's human engagement as well. That's the unique quality of an artist, is we get to create stuff that people can engage with that impacts their lives.
Let's hope that this film helps to change
one person. Another thing I'd like to say is that as an artist, we make the art and then you just like, you give it to the world, take it. And you could never predict, for me, I learned it for myself, I can never predict how people can react to it. Mm-hmm. You just gotta give it up. Till this day, people stop me in the street and say, why did Mookie throw the garbage can through the window? Mm. It's 30 years ago. Mm. I don't know these people. I'm just walking in the street. Spike, come here. All right, now, if I'm standing in the corner and it's a red light, that's the time you got, because the light turns green, I'm going.
Uh-huh. Right.
But give me a question I can answer before the light turns.
Wow. Green. That's it.
As always, why did Mookie throw the garbage can?
That's 30
years later.
Now.
That's powerful. That's 30 years later.
And that's a beauty of it all, and that's the power of cinema, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And the ability to change one person. I was told that mm-hmm. you change people one person. Yeah? One audience at a time. Mm-hmm. So I really hope that American Skin does this for people. It really made an impact on me and on Fairfield Radio. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for watching.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.